a great basketball school is searching for its next great men's basketball coach. That's the headline and the summary today from Morgantown, West Virginia, where the search to find the next head men's basketball coach at West Virginia University is well underway, officially beginning this morning, continuing this morning. Has it been going on for several months? We got a little bit of insight into all of these questions from Director of Athletics, Ren Baker. You're listening to the Golden Blue Nation podcast. I'm your host, Nick Farrell. We're presented, as always, by Elite Roofing and Construction. Roof with the best or leak with the rest. Director Baker did hold a press conference this afternoon to discuss the national search to find West Virginia's next men's basketball coach. It all began Wednesday morning with a statement from Ren Baker, who said that he met with head coach Josh Eilert after the team returned to Morgantown following its 90-85 loss at the Big 12 tournament against Cincinnati in the first round. Baker says he told Coach Eilert and his staff that the West Virginia Athletic Department was going to go in a different direction and conduct a national search to find its next head coach. And Baker, earlier today, outlined what that search will look like and his parting words to Coach Eilert. And we're going to listen in to that conversation with Ren Baker here in just a moment. But first, a quick story from a guy, me, who wasn't born in West Virginia and at one point was an outsider to this place. I have told everyone who asks or cares to know my opinion on West Virginia as a sports state. Here it is. West Virginia is a basketball state. You can go all over the country and find great football states, great football communities. And yes, West Virginia is one of those. The pageantry, the excitement that comes with a Mountaineer football game day is a really cool experience. And singing Country Roads with 60,000 plus fans, I've never done it as a fan, but I've gotten to witness it many, many times, and it is a super cool thing. But you can go to any corner of this country and find great football tradition. It's not always the same with basketball. And that happens in West Virginia. Great basketball tradition. You can find it in a lot of places at the grassroots level. I'm sitting here recording this podcast in a studio that has highlights of the state boys basketball championship going on right before my eyes. That's a super cool event. There have been packed gyms for Division II men's and women's basketball games all over the state in the decade that I've been associated with Mountain State sports coverage. I've been part of that at Fairmont State when Jared Calhoun, former Mountaineer assistant coach, was the head coach of the Falcons, covered those games. They were incredible. And I've been to many awesome nights at the WVU Coliseum, a place that's rich in history and tradition. Find me another school that produced the guy that became the logo for the National Basketball Association, or the other guy who drafted Michael Jordan. That's two of the three greatest Mountaineer men's basketball players of all time, in Jerry West and Rod Thorne, with respect, of course, to Hot Rod Hundley, who's the third retired number in the Coliseum. Find me another school. Find me another community that has that type of history and tradition. That's my story about why I love West Virginia basketball history and tradition. Ren Baker shared a little bit about that today, and he says that that's part of why this is a great basketball job, one that's going to provide its future head men's basketball coach, its next head men's basketball coach, the opportunity and ability to win right away. We're going to listen to that conversation with Director Baker in just a moment, but first, a quick word from our sponsors on the Golden Blue Nation podcast.
Elite Roofing and Construction is West Virginia's and the region's top reliable roofing professionals. Elite Roofing LLC specializes in residential and commercial roofing services and is dedicated to providing customer service that is second to none. Whether you have a new construction project or need to replace an old or damaged roof, Elite Roofing offers roofing repair and replacement services with free estimates. We also work with a variety of roofing types, including metal, shingle, tile, and rubber roofing. All of our work is completed by trained and certified roofing specialists. We never use subcontractors to complete any of our work. We work with insurance and financing is available. Elite Roofing and Construction, roof with the best or leak with the rest.
Despite the ill-fated efforts of President Biden and his wealthy New York friends, West Virginia coal is thriving and being shipped to 45 countries worldwide. Given its high quality and clean-burning properties, countries across the globe are demanding and consuming it, and in-state production continues to grow. With billions of dollars of recent investment in West Virginia mining operations, combined with the reliability of our coal-fired electric manufacturing facilities, West Virginia coal is here to stay. No other fuel in the world matches West Virginia coal for base load generation and steel making. Like a good friend, it's always been and always will be there, keeping the lights on and contributing greatly to our growing economy. In fact, coal continues to sustain 50,000 plus West Virginia jobs, putting food on the table for Mountain State families. Visit friendsofcoal.org to learn more. A message from the Friends of Coal.
Certainly, it's been a challenging year in our basketball program, and I want to give you just a little bit of a window into what the search process will look like. Certainly, I know our friends in the media and have a job to do, and the state's interest is around our basketball program, and I understand that. So first thing I want to do is thank Coach Eilert. So Josh is an incredible human being, and I think he did a really valiant job leading this program during some very turbulent and unprecedented waters. He has my utmost respect, just the way you all saw him in the public eye, but he was the same behind the scenes, just displayed class and integrity, professionalism, and I think the world of him. And I think he and I have talked a lot the last few weeks. This will be a great experience for him. I think he has a very, very bright future in coaching or whatever he were to choose to do in life, just because he's a person that that I think has tremendous leadership qualities. So never once has he ever made it about him. Not once did he say, why me? Just consistently and constantly provided leadership and really embraced that adversity as a lesson. And I just want to thank him and for everything he's done, but also thank Brandy and Brendan and Emery and Tristan for sharing their dad with us, because it's certainly been a year where he's had to spend a lot of time with us. So Josh will remain a member of our family and somebody that I'll stay in touch with. I'll just briefly, before taking questions, outline search process. We'll talk first a little bit about profile. I think it's important that we have somebody not necessarily that has ties to West Virginia, but will come in and understand West Virginia and West Virginians. Our values, that determination, that grit, that resilience that makes us Mountaineers. And so I think if you look back, Coach McCaslin has done that. Jen Greeney's hit the ground and done that. And that's something that you really can't get a feel for until you sit with people and you talk to them about it. We want somebody who's committed to building a championship program on the court, but also committed to building leaders off the court. That's really important that we're helping young people grow and develop and get prepared for life. We want somebody who can demonstrate knowledge and plan and has a plan to navigate the complexities that exist in today's college athletics environment. And that changes, as you all know, sometimes daily, weekly, hourly, just depending on what's happening with court cases and other things. And so we particularly know that we have to have somebody who can navigate recruiting and retention in the era of the portal and NIL. And I've seen the way our football program has grown and embraced that and the difference it's made for them. And then lastly, you have to have somebody who not only understands West Virginia, but can embrace being a face of not just WVU, but the state. And, you know, you don't get to come to WVU and just be a basketball coach or a football coach or an AD. You're an ambassador for the state. And if you can't embrace that, then this is probably not a job for you. So those are some of the qualities that we'll be looking for. After today, I'll go off the grid. So I'll send all of your calls to voicemail. You just really don't – it's why I think it'll help Josh so much. You really don't know what all comes with that job till you sit in that chair. And every head coach I've ever talked to after that first year is surprised at how little coaching they actually do when you're leading a program like that. And so I think those are things that are important. But If somebody, you know, you start out kind of with a menu of boxes you're looking to check, and nobody checks them all, right? And so you're kind of seeing that who has the best total resume and fits the profile the best. And so I would say the one thing that would be really as close as I would come to hard and fast requirement is a demonstrated track record of success in Division I. I think especially with where we are right now in the landscape, that's really important. I think because of the portal, there's an opportunity to have some early success. But I always encourage coaches to build a program and not a team. I think when you're onboarding a new coach, it's important they get the culture right, their staff right, their systems right. And you have to have patience to allow them to grow into it. You know, there are coaches around the country who have more immediate success because of the portal, but there's still some that takes time. And, you know, I suspect that there'll be, you know, a lot of our kids exhaust their eligibility. The portal will open up on March 18th, and so there could be a pretty significant roster overhaul. But there has been in other programs, as you all may be aware, the head coach at Texas Tech, Grant McCaslin, was my head coach at North Texas. I hired him there. He played all the way to the NIT championship game last year, which he won before taking the Texas Tech job, and he's put together a nice team. Now, they were a little thin. They've had some injuries with the Washington kid, and that's really put them up against it, and so he probably didn't have the depth he would like to have. But it is possible to be competitive early, and that certainly is the goal. But I always encourage coaches to build the program and to focus on that, and the results will come hopefully sooner rather than later, but they'll come.
Brent, just a little bit more on the portal, just with it opening on Monday, what'd you tell the guys that are on roster, or what would you tell them just about the coaching search?
Yeah, I had a chance to visit with the young men in our program last night. It was like 2 a.m., so it was a short meeting. We flew in, and then I hopped on the bus. But I felt like it's spring break, right? And it's been a long, hard season for them. So I knew they'd scatter today, and I felt like it was important to talk to them in person. So I just said, I know it's been a hard year. I respect and admire they continue to play hard. I mean, to lose by 30 to a team and turn around a couple days later and had them down 16 and should have won the game, and we let it get away from us. But those are the kinds of lessons that you take away, and later on in life you reflect on that when you kind of take a gut punch, and we all do. And so I just shared with them that they had my admiration and respect, that I would be here for them, and that they have my commitment that I'll run the search as expeditiously as we can, but it's important to be thorough and to get the right coach. And so I let them know I'd update them when we had a significant update. And they were very respectful, tired after a game coming in that time of night, and it was a fairly brief conversation.
Rand, you mentioned the importance of knowing West Virginia and you know, knowing the people and the lights. Probably the best hires they've made at this school have been, at a top level, have been West Virginians, Rich Rodriguez, Catlett, Huggins, you know, I mean, guys who, Bill Stewart, who were from the state, Mike Carey. How are you gonna handle that as far as that goes? I mean.
Yeah, I think you have to be careful not to confuse causation and correlation, right? I don't believe that you have to be from here to love it here and to be able to have success here. If all else is equal and there's a tie, maybe that helps you. You know, we certainly, if somebody has ties to the state or is from the state and they have a nice profile, that would work and we would look at that, but we wouldn't, you know, that wouldn't be the focus. And I believe that there have also been lots of successful coaches here who aren't from here. You know, we've got a baseball coach that's doing a great job. We've got a men's soccer coach. He played here, but he's not from here, and that's doing a great job. So I think there are lots of examples of coaches who are not from here. I think what's important is if you're going to have success at WVU, you have to come in with a heart of really trying to connect with West Virginia and West Virginians. And if you do that, the people here will rally around you and support you, and I believe that. Let's just talk a little bit about this job for a second. This is a great basketball job. I mean a really, really strong program. Tremendous tradition. We've done it with multiple coaches over the years. Great facilities. I think it's certainly a top 10, maybe top 5 basketball practice facility. The Coliseum is an awesome venue. My hope would be that we can go quickly. We certainly have had enough time to study profiles and all of that. And it's not like, women's basketball a year ago where I had no idea until the day that we played our last game in the NCAA tournament there. So, we've had time. So I think we're prepared to move pretty quickly, but some of that is incumbent upon the schedule of the candidates.
Golden Blue Nation podcast continues. Those were the words of West Virginia Director of Athletics Ren Baker speaking during what was essentially an impromptu press conference Wednesday afternoon at the WVU Coliseum, explaining the next steps in a national coaching search, which has begun today, resumed today. I'm really not sure what the correct connotation is, but it is ongoing, and it likely will be finalized very, very quickly. Maybe our guy Kevin Redfern has the ability to put this into words a little bit better than I do. Kevin has been all over this story on goldenbluenation.com since this morning, reporting frequently on the topic as West Virginia looks to find its next men's basketball coach. Kevin, man, it's been a busy day. It started bright and early.
Mm-hmm.
First, tell me this. I just want to backtrack really quickly before we get into all of the what's next. Ren was really complimentary of Josh Eiler today, and I'm not sure that you would find anyone who would say anything bad about him. He just handled this situation from beginning to end with such class, and what a just difficult situation it was. I'm not sure that you could find any job in the country quite like this one. Yeah, there were probably some mid-major schools that didn't have a recruiting budget or something like that, where their head coach had a really tough situation, but I'm not sure that it was tougher than what Coach Eilert navigated this season.
No, and if you want the specifics on that, there's a whole book that can be written on the happenings of the West Virginia University men's basketball team over the summer and the fall. But absolute class is the phrase that we continue to hear from both our colleagues and from fans on social media. In an era where how you say things and how you act means just as much as what you're saying or what you are doing, Josh Eiler really went about this position as the interim head men's basketball coach in a perfect manner. Now, you can get upset over 9 wins, or you can get upset about not winning a game away from the WVU Coliseum, but you can't really get upset with Josh Eilert's demeanor and how he handled all of that. He never complained. Anytime he addressed any of the issues regarding his team, it was provoked. And through it all, he was able to maintain the support of a community that he says didn't even need to support this team given the circumstances this year. And then I thought that his note on social media today, too, thanking the fans for showing up with such vigor all year, was really classy as well. So when you think about this season, sure, it's going to be stained by just having 9 wins, but you've got a guy who you're also going to remember how well the situation was handled and ultimate memories like beating Kansas on your home court and having a court storming. So with the situation, I mean, Eilert got out of it about as much as I think anyone would have.
So let's move forward here to reflect on some of Ren Baker's comments today. He said a lot in about 30 minutes in which we were together with him at the Coliseum. I want to get your take on this. I already shared my spiel about why I think West Virginia is a great basketball state. Ren Baker explained why he believes that this is a great college basketball job. What's your take on that, and how does West Virginia stack up, maybe not against its Big 12 counterparts, but really want to focus in on the other schools at the Division I level, the high major level, that are going to have openings this offseason?
Right. The first thing that comes to mind for me is something that Ren actually didn't touch on today, and that's stability. In an era where you've got conference realignment happening pretty much every year and showing no signs of slowing down, West Virginia is grandfathered into the current Big 12, one that's seeing two teams leave, seeing four come in. Not only does the next head basketball coach at WVU not have to usher them into a new conference, you have already been in this for a decade, you being West Virginia, and the identity is pretty much set in stone. That, in addition to that, is what Baker really nailed home today, in which you've got top-class facilities, the WVU Coliseum, that could fit a good portion of the fan states in it if they make the trek. You've got a basketball practice facility that Baker claims is top five in the nation. He's got a little bit of a bias, but I can't disagree with him there.
Top 10 or top five, yeah. Just to clarify. Okay. And if we're going top 10, I think he's probably on there.
Mm-hmm. And then the biggest one of them all, I think, and again, we're going to have to take his word for it, but he feels like WVU is competitive at the top of the conference in its general resources, its assistant pool, the numbers they're thinking about for a potential head coach's salary. So everything that you need to be a competitive Division I or Power 4 or 5, whatever you want to call it, program, is there. Everything else that comes in between, the players, the coaches, that's going to be the biggest task of the new head coach. And then to put the cherry on top, I mean, you've seen it with the baseball program last week. Ken Kendrick, who's a founding member of the Country Roads Trust, is clearly very interested in where WVU Athletics is going and supporting that and generating that support. Mm-hmm. So you've got this name, image, and likeness monster, essentially, that could unlock heights that this program hasn't seen before.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And Baker was asked about NIL and the collective Country Roads Trust and how it could continue to aid the basketball program moving forward. That will remain to be seen after whoever comes in to take this job is likely going to have to rebuild a roster. Can that be used as an asset? The NIL deal with the Country Roads Trust, can it be an asset to that new head coach? So, all of that aside, there's one more thing from Baker's comments, Kevin, that really stood out to me. A lot of people who are Mountaineer fans care deeply about the Mountain State and have a great sense of West Virginia pride. But Baker said that maybe the next head coach of the Mountaineer men's basketball team doesn't necessarily have to have those West Virginia ties. I just want to know your thoughts on that part of the conversation, Kevin. The coaching search doesn't necessarily have to have, or the person who is picked, the top candidate, may not have to have West Virginia ties to get this job. What did you think when you heard that from Ren Baker today?
Well, if you're reading between the lines here, and if you're looking at Facebook comments, that he's addressing Bob Huggins.
Which we are, by the way. Yeah, in some way, he was asked to mention Coach Huggins directly toward the end of the press conference.
And he danced around the subject and gave an answer at the same time, flat out saying, I have a great respect and admiration and appreciation for what Coach did here. I've said that multiple times, but I think you can be respectful of the past and still be focused on the future. And where my mindset is right now, I need to be focused on the future. Mm. And that's where it is. And he followed that up saying, you can read into that however you'd like. But as is the case for if Ren was dealing with this without having to deal with a potential former head coach, a lot of your best candidates out there are a lot of the times people don't know about. That's because they've coached at the mid-major level, they've had success at various different levels of basketball, and I think Ren is saying that and moving on from the Huggins dialogue all in one fell swoop. Is that the phrase?
Fair enough, sure. Well, to your point here, Kevin, at the top of Ren's priority list, as he pointed out during his press conference, is a coach who has had sustained Division I success. That appears to be the number one thing that they're going to be looking for here as this coaching search continues.
And we've seen how Ren Baker approaches that through how he's handled coaching searches in other sports. You have a guy like Mark Kellogg who sustained success at the D1 level after hitting maybe 1 year of a roadblock at Stephen F. Austin. you have coaches like Dan Stratford with the soccer program who's felt what it takes to be a national championship contending team. And then you've got Jen Greeny coming in from the volleyball who had a fantastic tenure at her alma mater of Washington State and maybe might still be there if the Pac-12 doesn't dissolve. So that's kind of the blueprint. I think when Wren's talking about what he wants in a head coach, meaning he wants sustained Division I success, if you want to know what that looks like, look inward to West Virginia University because there are a couple prime examples of that.
Yeah, what a really great point. I mean, the women's basketball program appears to be in great hands. NCAA tournament bound, sure, after an appearance in the Big 12 quarterfinals and a loss to Kansas State. You mentioned Coach Kellogg's track record at Stephen F. Austin. And, of course, Baker had hired Kellogg previously in their careers, believe it was at Northwest Missouri State, but Kellogg has won 23 or more games in 8 consecutive Division I seasons. I believe the only time at Stephen F. Austin that he didn't win 23 or more was his introductory season, right? And so while we just spoke a moment ago about success in attaining it quickly at a new school like WVU, Kellogg has that track record already. He has had proven success and has continued his upward trajectory at WVU. I've spoken to a ton of coaches about Coach Kellogg, and a lot of them have echoed this same thing. Coach Kellogg has continued to implement the same system that he did at Stephen F. Austin. The key for him now is that he just has better players. I mean, J.J. Quinterly is a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year, National Defensive Player of the Year, right? What happens if we get into the mix here, a coach from a really talented mid-major program that has had recent success, and maybe they're able to follow that same Mark Kellogg blueprint, take that system that worked at the mid-major level and bring it to West Virginia and have even more success when you have access to things like a name, image, and likeness collective, when you have access to the basketball practice facility and a coliseum that seats 14,000 fans and is no stranger to sellouts, right? Maybe that's what we're looking for here in the future. Now, don't want to get too far ahead of myself here, right? Of course, we're getting into speculation territory, and we don't want to do that. But at this point, Kevin, what is the next step in this process, and how quickly could things transpire here?
Well, it seems to me that Wren and WVU, he has his spreadsheets. He likes to talk about his spreadsheets, and they are aware of the profiles that are on the radar. Who are those profiles? They're not disclosing that, nor will they. But if we're going to talk about the sustained Division I level success, everyone who's sustained success at the D1 level right now, or most coaches, I would assume, are going to be in the big dance in the coming weeks. So I'm not sure how much weight those teams' performance is actually going to have, but we might not see the ball get rolling until a lot of those teams are no longer playing, because just out of, you know, respect for their teams, for their ambitions, for what operations they're running. But Wren said that he'd like to have this wrapped up by the Final Four, if not sooner. So the search is going to depend on what happens in March Madness and the NCAA tournament. Is it going to happen next week? Is it going to happen in a month? Not sure, but seems like it's going to be sometime in that span.
Okay, Kevin, so this is all good stuff, man. Where can people continue to follow our coverage as this story develops, and what other content do you have planned for the next couple of days?
Yeah, so everything you can find on goldenbluenation.com, and we're going to be diving into a lot of what Wren Baker had to say and what we've touched on today. Just those exact points that make WVU an attractive program for potential candidates. And then we'll also get into how the West Virginia ties may or may not impact the coaching search. Sounds like it's more of a cherry on top than a decision maker, if anything. But we'll have those two stories coming out over the next couple days on goldenbluenation.com, as well as WVU baseball coverage and WVU women's basketball coverage as they hopefully hit the big dance.
Yeah, Selection Sunday for the women's basketball team is coming up this Sunday. I believe the bracket will be revealed starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time, so make sure you stick with our website and the free Golden Blue Nation app for the latest on both the men's and women's basketball teams. Okay, he's Kevin Redfern, Golden Blue Nation digital reporter. Kevin, thanks for your insight on the West Virginia men's basketball search.
Of course, sir. Pleasure to be here.
All right, man. Thanks. Okay, so that's a wrap on this edition of the Golden Blue Nation podcast. Invite you to subscribe if you enjoyed this episode on your favorite podcast platform. We're available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Audible, just to name a few. If you subscribe, you'll have future episodes delivered right to you. And we hope that you, if you also like this show, we hope that you leave us a 5-star review. It'll help us connect with other Mountaineer fans wherever they listen and wherever they may be. For Kevin Redfern, I'm Nick Farrell. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Golden Blue Nation podcast presented by Elite Roofing and Construction. Roof with the best or leak with the rest. We'll talk to you next time on the GBN Pod.